9:16 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. We checked out Jehovah by Ms. Gideon. We checked out La Bianca with People.
Yep.
And now Burna Boy is still with his album going mainstream, tested, approved, and trusted. It's 9:16. Thank you so much for choosing the NSK and Shaquan. Now, Shaquan, you've recently been very vocal about what's happening with the awareness around the Damara culture.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm saying it in a very political way. You are literally obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm a Marubian, so also how not? You know what I mean?
So and we've seen this movement on socials,
yes, we have.
Right? We've seen
yes.
it. And we probably don't even know about it 100%, like why and how.
Yeah.
I mean, the why, obviously, but it isn't like the how and what,
who's behind it? What's the objective?
Yep. How do we jump in on it? And we've got, someone that has been at the forefront of this movement, Dining with My Culture.
Yeah.
That is behind literally everything. We've got Osi Steffi Scraver in the studio. Osi Steff.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are great.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you so much for gracing us with your queen energy and everything else beautiful.
You guys are most welcome.
And you know what? If you don't believe me, check out our Instagram page right now. Fresh FM Namibia. We are live and the camera is on her.
Because oh my word, Osi Steff. Mm-hmm. Look, when we spoke about having you on air, I mean, in our heads, it was just, okay, Osi Steff is just going to come and, you know, she'll be having maybe her pencil skirt diggy and her kahil diggy and, you know, and she'll do the interview and she'll bounce. Steffi Scraver is literally in the studio with her whole Damara attire.
Yes, she is. And she looks amazing.
Thank you, guys.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Wow. Okay, but we will talk about, but we will obsess over you, over how you look the whole day.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what's been happening on socials. Mm-hmm. We see the pictures, we see the movements, we see, just that proud spirit. Walk us through it. What is it?
All right. So basically, the initiative is dated back as 2006.
Okay.
Where a group of elders decided to come together to ensure that they need to sort of like revive the spirit of wearing the Damara dress correctly.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And also just sort of like engage the younger people into this movement.
Yeah, yeah.
However, it was a very difficult task. Fast forward in 2011, another movement on the already found already existing foundation came about, the Ngisa Ngukwedi of Xaiqams.
What does that mean?
The proud Damara woman of Windhoek.
Oh, lovely, yeah. Okay, Ngisa, I know.
So the objective is to ensure that we restore, revive, preserve, and protect the Damara dress, including the cultural elements around it. Also, just to transfer what we're currently sitting with, the ancestral knowledge, the knowledge that we're busy restoring, the knowledge that we're busy reviving, the dress and its elements, because the dress actually has four other sets of dress that it comes with, and the history around the dress to reintroduce it to the communities out there. And that's basically how the movement started. The objective is just merely to restore, revive, preserve, and protect.
I mean, look, I'm not gonna lie to you. As a Damara man, just zulaying in this Windhoek, in this capital city,
yes,
straight out of Wolfish Bay, with the plus Dabi Usagos of Monexe Tubuses. I've lost touch with my culture. I'm not gonna lie to you. I've lost touch. And so seeing you guys now, it activates
it
all.
It ignites something.
So how do we get involved? Maybe Bialons, or what is that we need to do? Because I see there's also the attire for the gentleman.
I was going to ask about that shirt, actually, because I saw, what's the guy's name? Marv Town? He was performing at the BC event in the shirt. And
fantastic,
he looked amazing.
Yeah,
so basically, just to take you guys back, we are actually 34 clans, 34 Damara clans with 34 different dialects.
What? Wait, whoa.
Yes, this information is also available on Wikipedia. Okay. You can look up the clans. Yeah. Each clan has a distinct color code assigned to it.
Mm. Oh.
And the beauty about it is also the way we speak. Because the Damaras from Thomas or from Comas have a different dialect compared to where NSK is coming from, for example, which is the Nkwe clan. The royal clan, basically.
I had no idea.
So we have 34 clans. And just to sort of like bring you guys in on what is really happening in the movement. We have what we call the clan dress celebration. The clan dress celebration encompasses these 34 clans that I've been referring to. And basically every year in April, we celebrate these 34 clans throughout the country on the same day. So that has been happening for a while. And most recently, we went about introducing the town dress. And the town dress is very distinct to what is distinctly found in that specific towns. For example, the Vintuk dress. The Vintuk dress, in terms of color, is an olive green with a dark orange, which signifies the aloe vera, a distinct plant that is found in Vintuk. And then you would find, for example, the Tumap dress that focuses on the copper. And so these colors are coordinated in such a way that it speaks to what is distinctly found in that area. Like, for example, the Wolfish Bay women, they are representing the dunes and the sea. Swakopmund, again, also the dunes and the sea.
Is it why it's blue?
Yes, that's why it's blue. That. In Uis, specifically, specifically focusing on the tin, that's why it's gray and white. In Okombahe, they focused on the mountains that have a reflection of that purple shade. If you look at it from a distance, you would see that purple shade. So the focus around the town dresses was basically to identify what's distinctly found in that specific area to ensure that that comes alight. And we're trying to tell the stories because in actual sense, the history around the dresses also encompasses our medicinal aspects, our language, the beauty that comes with wearing the Damara dress. And to come on board, it's very simple because we have already started the initiation programs, which helps us include or engage the younger girls into these programs to ensure that they also form part of this community to wear the dress correctly, because the dress comes with certain requirements and certain very important features. For example, if I may, this piece in the olden days, our elders used and understood this as part of protection. The dress needs to be a certain length. It doesn't have to be short. It can't be short. It has to be long. The headpiece, which we say connects with our thoughts, can never be prefixed. You need to fix it yourself, and you are required to have a certain aura, a certain submissive demeanor, an energy connect to ensure that this piece is correct. Because if this is not correct, your whole outfit can't come together. So there are certain cultural requirements and protections around the dress that ensures that it's worn correctly, and hence why we emphasize on the correct wearing of the dress, because otherwise we're losing touch on what we the core objective, which is to revive and restore. The reviving element basically focuses on ensuring that all the elements from the times that our elders have been doing it is done correctly. Hence why if we find, let's say for example, you would like to wear the dress, we will take you through the processes and just help you understand that this is the requirement. You just don't wear it. Even when you wear it, there is a certain way you have to behave. You have to conduct yourself in a submissive manner. You do not speak loud. You don't walk fast. You don't laugh loud. You literally, it's what we call ngong in Damara, which I don't have a word for now. I don't have a word for it now. You have to literally conform to a certain cultural energy that dictates your behavior. So coming on board with the movement, we really just want to encourage other cultures to also do the same, because the world has moved so fast and so vastly, and I think it has impacted how we behave, how we dress, how we literally even just engage with each other. But now coming back to who we are, that restoration element, it's important because it allows us to reconnect with our elders. And this comes from a stance of they did it before. Why can't we relive it?
That's true.
Why can't we relive it? And on an ordinary day as this, it's not it's not a taboo to wear your dress.
Yeah.
It's not a taboo to be in your cultural attire.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need a certain event to wear the dress. Mm. And that's also what we are trying to encourage. Wear your dress on date night. Wear your dress wherever you feel comfortable. Because
Normalize it.
Mm. Because it brings you back to that cultural requirement of who am I really?
Mm.
And where am I headed to?
Exactly.
And if we're not going to do this, come AI, we're going to lose touch of it.
Come on. Yeah.
We're going to lose touch of it. And yeah. I think it's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call for everybody out there.
How has it been received, though?
Very, very well. I mean,
especially by the young folks.
Especially by the young folks. Mm. My assignment was very simple in 2011. By the way, the youngest member on the Ngisa Ngukwedi of Xams.
Mm.
Okay. And my task was to ensure that the dress is worn correctly and that I entice the younger generation to do so.
Yeah.
And hence why I've incorporated things like makeup. In the olden days, they wore makeup. But it was just your traditional, I think it's called Ngo. It's a colorful, I think the Himbas also use it.
Yeah, Oshive, yeah, we also
yes,
do it, yeah.
Yes, so that was their olden day makeup. So I was like, how do I really get the guys on board?
Mm.
Let me make a fashionable statement.
But yours is most yellowish, right?
It's yellow, brown, and also reddish.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And we also, with that, we also accentuate the use of cultural perfumes that is made from
cultural
tree.
Perfumes.
Yes.
I even know this.
I know it.
Which is I love touch, guy. I love touch. Okay, tell me.
Yeah, I hear you.
So as a Damara woman, when you are in your dress, you are expected to walk a certain way. This was done to sort of like also be an attraction point. So to fashionably bring that into our times, it was easy for me because I focused on color.
Mm.
What is trending? Still within the barriers of what is guiding the dress.
Of course, yeah.
But just to focus on how do I get the ladies in? And successfully, thus far, I think the Ocho event where we hosted close to about 900 people.
That was amazing.
It was the sure statement of what we wanted to make, the impact that we wanted to make. People are interested. People are amused. People are wondering what is happening.
But
we also speaking unity. We also speaking pride. We also speaking diversity and inclusivity for other tribes to also just take part on this and really revisit what is it that we are losing touch of. Because come 2060,
for example, if
we can restore our stories now, who will do it for us?
And you know what? I'm really intrigued about the shirt that the men were wearing. I mean, you guys launched that in Ocho, and I think I saw my future husband somewhere.
They look amazing.
And I was even asking, why has nobody told me how good looking Damara men are?
And so NSK,
tell us about that shirt. I know, but at least give us a brother now. I mean, you know.
No, you're supposed to introduce you to some brothers. How the shirt came about was, and in fact, they even made a meme. There were so many different dresses, and we only have one shirt. That was the meme circulating.
Oh, is that so?
After they launched their shirt.
Yeah.
The shirt came about roughly last year.
Okay.
I think the concept started as early as 2016, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
And it was also just to compliment the woman, because you would find them wearing your normal modern gear.
Yeah.
And they felt so left out. And in most instances, when we would do initiatives and invite them, it was very difficult for them. So I think a group of men got together and started working on the shirt.
In the
olden days, our men were known to wear only skin. So hence why the incorporation of the skin is very important.
Mm.
And I see that the movement is also gaining traction now, simply because they are also doing their part to compliment not only the woman, but also their essence as who am I as a Damara man? And really restoring that element, because there are also cultural requirements on their end.
Yes.
And I think we as women are a couple of steps ahead, and we're not afraid to help our men, because, hey,
what would they be without us?
We love our men. What would they be without us?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time. We can have this conversation the whole day. I'm intrigued. I want to get involved. I don't know. We'll still speak off air.
Yeah.
I think Shaquan will also get involved.
I mean, I have a couple of Damara dresses that just don't fit anymore. But I have them. And I need to add more material, maybe on this.
No, we can just make a new one, Sunny.
I actually, yeah. CJ. Level CJ. Up. Yeah.
Well, Steph, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Please
see the work you're doing and keep going on.
Oh, my goodness. It's like you can't ignore.
Thank you so much. Just to the nation, guys, especially the other tribes, it's time. You won't have another time, and the time will never be right. And to just re-identify yourself as to who you are, because so much of who we are is getting lost in your digitization era, your transformation of wanting to be the best. But what are you getting out of it? What is the story you want to tell your child? Why are we not really making it an intentional decision to ensure that we reconnect with who we truly are?
Yeah.
Our elders are falling away. I think COVID was a wake-up show
to
just tell us that if you can't grasp as much as you can right now, you're going to lose out on nothing, everything. Yeah. You're going to be left on with nothing. So it's important that we as Namibians start looking into this and just protect, preserve, restore, and revive.
Yeah, no, Osi Steph, I think because of you, I'm gonna call my mom after this. I'm gonna call my dad as well. And be like, it's a Toby. Hey, what's the Toby? Thank you so much,
Osi Steph. Welcome.
We appreciate it. It's 9:32 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Stick around when we get back. We will have a look at your Rugby World Cup news, probably made possible by Pastor Polana.
Stay two steps ahead of life with Old Mutual Funeral and Life Insurance. While funeral insurance